producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we bounce it around with our pals at Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham on the road in Milwaukee. He was there for the Republican 4th debate. Justin, here's a big question. So you're there with a gaggle of media. You're in fabulous Milwaukee. Were you partying like it's 1999 last night?
No, I was not, but I did end up getting a little bit of Duplerius beer, Spotted Cow, which is a pretty well-known, local microbrew around here, and more importantly, cheese curd. So I had a pretty fun night in my hotel room.
I like that, in my hotel room. Wow.
Yep.
Okay,
it was
so
a late night.
There you go, exactly, because you're filing reports and everybody else is filing reports and all that kind of thing. So now that you've had time to kind of reflect on it, and we talked about this just the other day as to who you think the winner was, and, you know, there's a Zogby poll and people are talking about Marco Rubio, and then I guess it just depends. I'll see Donald Trump sometimes bounces up in there. But overall, do you think Trump, because you've been there for the debates, do you think Donald Trump was his sharpest in this last one?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, typically Donald Trump is known for bombast and known for making big headlines and whatnot. And last night he gave a performance that he probably would have described as low energy had he been describing any other candidate other than himself. I can guarantee that. Yeah, we didn't necessarily see what we usually see from him. There's a lot of expectations that he was going to be trying desperately hard to defend his front runner status against Ben Carson. There's a lot of predictions that he was going to go hard after the good doctor, but instead we saw him tussling with John Kasich, of all people, tussling against Carly Fiorina, who certainly is not threatening his status, and largely sort of backing away from Ben Carson. So pretty interesting move from the Donald, one that doesn't necessarily make sense on this morning, and probably a debate performance that he probably doesn't feel nearly as strongly about as his previous ones.
Do you think, you know, it's always handicapping it the day later and the Democrats from their point of view, from a Democratic point of view, what would they say about this debate?
You know, I think they'd probably point to the fact that, this was a more substantive debate. And as a more substantive debate, we saw exactly where the Republicans land on a myriad of social issues. One of the big ones that a lot of them are pointing out today is the rhetoric that they used when it came to immigration, the rhetoric that they used when it came to raising the minimum wage and the resistance to that. That's something the Democrats have been using to paint sort of a stark contrast between the two parties with. And, one of the main talking points I'm seeing from the West this morning.
Yeah. For Ben Carson, do you think he improved on what he did the last debate, where people were coming out of that saying he was mumbling and they couldn't hear him? And do you think he gave a stronger performance?
You know, I don't think he really changed his, performance efforts very much. He's somebody who has shown that he can really win these debates by essentially just playing rope-a-dope and running out the clock and not necessarily having the opportunity to take the main stage or to really take the reins on a lot of these issues. And what we saw last night was kind of that. He played to his strengths. He obviously had a very well-rehearsed question when it came to his honesty questions and when it came to his, discrepancies in his life story. But beyond that, there probably wasn't really much that he could have added to the larger economic message. And so I think he probably benefited from having, a few good moments rather than a myriad of so-so ones.
So now that the Republicans have just about a month, a little bit more than a month before the next debate, a chance to regroup, figure out what's going on, look at the polls, that kind of thing. And so it's a good break for them. Are you going to be at the next debate?
Yes, I am. That's going to be in Las Vegas on December 14th. So back to Vegas. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's very rough. Yeah, it's a rough assignment for you to go to Vegas.
I know. Twice in 1 year. I'm dying.
Awful. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Politics of a different sort. Bernie Sanders, feeling the burn. The Vermont senator would beat Republicans. I want you to pay attention. Don't drive off the road or fall out of the bed. Would beat Republicans Donald Trump and Jeb Bush. Says who? This is according to the latest McClatchy Marist poll. Yeah, I thought I misread it, but the Independent Democratic Socialist is what he calls himself, is running, of course, in the Democratic primaries. This is what this poll shows. He leads Trump 53-41. Check out the Bush lead, 51-41. So more even on Trump, right? Regardless, that is shocking information that he has a lead so large over Trump that he would win in a landslide victory if he were the nominee in this presidential campaign. Margins that would blow the minds of Republicans all over the place and certainly lead to the Dems regaining control of the Senate. And also the Democrats regaining control of the House. Wow. Another poll that shows this. What do you make of that? The opt-in internet-based survey talked to 2,000 adults, so you have the meat of this, between November 5th and 9th, and has a margin of error, of course, plus or minus 3 percentage points, which is the norm. Huge. Huge to say that, I think, and shocking to say that. We talk about polls, and you can say, well, this is a poll, this one poll. Absolutely. But is this the direction that we're going to see the needle move in? I think it's stunning. Personally, I don't think he gets the nomination, so that's the first thing. But let's say he were. Let's say I'm completely wrong. My crystal ball is broken. Really. So if he were to get it, that's amazing that those margins are that big. Crazy. Coming up this hour of America Tonight. I'm just saying, that's got to blow your mind. It blew my mind when I saw that. Coming up, the Pope, climate change, the Catholic Church. Let's face it, third world countries where people are just trying to get clean water, are they going to have to pay for clean air? Where's that money coming from? It's just an interesting question to pose, and one that even Bill Gates, who believes in clean energy, renewable energies, is questioning. And this Pope made huge news by jumping all over climate change. And recently, popes saying, forget it. Let's clear the board. Clean energy. We'll dive deeper into that with Marita Noon, Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great. Hey, isn't part of that a line from Donald Trump's campaign? So what do you make of the Pope and what he's saying, or what the Vatican is coming out and saying about clean energy, especially when we're so close to Paris? Of course, this first made news a couple of months ago, but makes news yet again. Also, odds and ends. Other things that happen here and there on the day that you probably don't know about. We're going to talk about it. Stay with us, Marita Noon. She's chomping at the bit to talk with us. That's next. Breathe in, you're just a kid. Get on top of it, you don't have to quit. When you see the light, it will burn your eyes. Don't turn to me when you're running.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
With water, sun, and flow, picking up.
The Catholic Church, once again, heavily getting involved on climate change. I just saw a spot that showed the Pope walking across what looked to be, you know, St. Peter's Square, and then there was messages about the climate and the future and whatnot. And I've seen it now a couple of times. This just happened the other day. So in our virtual green room, as it were, Marita Noon joins us. She's Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great. Hey, Marita, thanks for popping on.
Hey, it's great to be with you again. Thank you.
So the Catholic Church all of a sudden and jumping in on climate change, with everything that's happening and what we've seen before from popes in the past, this is highly unusual. First of all, what do you make of this?
Well, it's tough to decipher really why the church is wading into this, especially with all of the other issues in the world, you know, Christianity basically being cleansed from the Middle East, as they say, and things like that. The fact that they're putting so much attention on climate change is really kind of baffling, except that they're viewing it as protection for the poor. And under that banner, it makes a little bit of sense for the church to be looking at. However, as I point out in my column, there are far better ways that they could be caring for the poor if that was really the motivation.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is it denying any kind of opportunity if you think of jobs, especially in some of these developing nations?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what's surprising. What they're pushing for is higher priced and less effective energy sources for these poor countries that currently what they really need is abundant, available, and affordable electricity so that women aren't having to cook over a pile of burning dung, for example, and that children can have a future.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, too, because in your piece, you actually quote a cardinal who advised Pope Francis that when you look at the environment, if you look at that influence and what you just talked about there, that you have to be grounded in realities, not ideas. And I guess that's part of it. And for some reason, that obviously there seems to be a disconnect, and I wonder where that's coming from. But when you have a cardinal speaking out and saying that, and especially when you're talking about the Catholic Church and its reign, or I'll say its, you know, its
influence.
Reach,
it's influence.
Yeah, influence, its
yeah.
reach and influence on yes. you know, developing countries of anybody that would speak and talk about that. Boy, renewables and not knowing the reality of some of the renewables, I think that's staggering.
Well, as I cite in my column on this topic, that more and more the reality about these renewables is
yeah.
coming out, and they just plain don't work, especially not effectively and economically. And even my favorite is the quote that I have in my column from Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, who says that the people who support this stuff, who make these glib comments, glib is my word, not his, but they talk about, oh, well, we're going to transform this, we're going to do this, and he says these actually do a disservice because it makes the public think that transitioning from fossil fuels, transitioning away from fossil fuels, which is what this group of bishops that gathered together in the Vatican on October 26th, that's what they called for. They called for a complete decarbonization of the world by 2050. And Bill Gates has come in on this in Atlantic Monthly this month, and he says people don't understand how difficult this is going to be. And this is from a man who literally has committed billions of dollars to developing renewable energy. And he's saying people don't understand how difficult it is going to be to decarbonize. He doesn't use that word, but that's what he's saying.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Marita Noon, thank you so much for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
My treat. Thank you.
All right, so it's interesting, the issue of the Catholic Church and given the stance on climate change. It's a good time to bring you into this. What do you think? Is this morally wrong of the Catholic Church, or do you think it's right for them to highlight this issue? Where do you think this is coming from, I suppose? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. I wanted to flesh this out a little bit more as far as renewables and that kind of thing. If you look at it, Marita's right when she's talking about that they just said get rid of it all, you know, talking about on October 26th, that meeting in the Vatican, saying it was pretty much a historic occasion and it's a joint appeal and that all these Catholic leaders are together for the first time and it's not about refugees, it's not about Christians in the Middle East, it's not about any of that kind of stuff. It's climate change, and that it's the church is saying it can learn from the world and, you know, to be rid of what is not right in the world. I'm paraphrasing here. But what polls show is that less than half of Catholics believe climate change is caused by human activity. And this is an interesting area to wade into. And we're going to, in a couple of weeks, Luke Vargas is going to be there in Paris, and we're going to talk to Luke Vargas from you know, what's happening there and to the degree of what it's going to, who is going to affect the climate change agreement, that kind of thing. But the one thing that she points out that I think is really, really interesting is Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, and what he said, as she said, in that Atlantic magazine, talking about how wind has grown super fast on a subsidized basis, but that solar is growing faster on a subsidized basis. But he says, you know, but we need energy 24 hours a day, and the primary new CO2 sources are intermittent, saying that because of the self-defeating claims of some clean energy enthusiasts that are often misleading. This is Bill Gates. It's often misleading and meaningless statements. The public underestimates how difficult moving beyond fossil fuel really is, which he says will take an energy miracle. And I mean, that's it in a nutshell. If it was there, if it was readily available, and I get developing it, but the problem is, if you were to pull it out, what would you do? Who are the most vulnerable? And of course, it's the poorest. We talk about the middle class and how would how would you afford energy if that were to happen? So what they, when you look at now these spots I say I'm seeing on TV and the call for the end of the fossil fuel era, well, then we need climate aid, because how possibly could people afford what is being pushed that even Bill Gates is saying, oh, it's intermittent and it's going to take an energy miracle. Even economist Bjorn Lomborg said recently in the Wall Street Journal that in a world where the malnourished continue to claim 1.4 million children's lives each year, which is so sad, 1.2 billion people live in extreme poverty. So that number, 1.2 billion in extreme poverty, 2.6 billion lack clean drinking water and sanitation. So he says the emphasis on climate aid is immoral, and that the Catholic leaders call climate change a moral issue. He's saying, you know, when people from the poorest countries were asked what matters most to you, action taken on climate change, of course, was dead last. And what do you think the top priorities were? Well, of course, the top priorities are going to be education. I saw that in Ecuador and Guayaquil in the slums there, and better health care. So the solar panel idea and the other things and bringing that in, the green energy sources, when you're talking about a country that can't, countries that can't afford it, I agree with Bill Gates. How possibly can this be foisted down their throats when it'll only make that number that much worse? Because they cannot come up with what they'd have to come up with to be able to afford to do what they'd need to do in these villages. When you've got malaria, malnutrition, tuberculosis, so it's, you know, it's not solar panels. What they need is mosquito nets and medicine and foods and micronutrients, that's for sure. And it's interesting to watch this unfold and see where Pope Francis, who I think actually has been such an ambassador in so many other areas, to see how far the papacy goes and how far the Catholic Church goes when we're talking about in environment. And I go back to that Ghanaian Cardinal Peter Turkson, who advised the Pope on the environment, and he says, listen, when you talk about influence on public policy, you have to be grounded in realities, not ideas. So what you're calling for will require what Bill Gates says, a miracle. Anyway, your thoughts on that, send me them, americatonight.net, or throw me a call, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Your health. house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With the Pope, curious if that ruffled anyone's feathers. I mean, listen, do I think there's things that need to be done when it comes to pollution and when it comes to what we're doing to the planet in so many other ways? Absolutely. Do I believe that going green with renewables that are unaffordable, that are will cripple people? Oh, absolutely not. Show me something affordable, not some crap you're trying to peddle on us that we cannot afford. Great to be wealthy. Give me a house with solar panels and windmills and everything else. Not so great when you can't rub two pennies together. And imagine if you're living in a village where you have a dirt floor and you're boiling water that's dumped in some kind of a container in front of the hut that you live in, and they're talking about worrying about renewables in your home. You barely have a home. I know. We traveled to Ecuador. We took the show to Ecuador and we saw firsthand what it was like. So that's not reality. That's the problem. It's easy to say, not easy to implement. If you want to put windmills and other solar panels in developments in developing countries, and hey, for that matter, in all middle-class homes, you want to retrofit us all? Okay, but the problem is the deeper you dive into this, and I've done this, there are no good answers. By the way, the Pope threw this out, too. There's a big story in the Daily Mail out of London where the Pope said parents should turn off smartphones, computers, and TVs at mealtimes and eat at the table with their kids every day for a better life. You know what? I'm on board with that. I'm on board, Pope. You got me there. Too many people looking down at a glowing screen of blue filling up their face when they're not filling their lives with conversation. Absolutely. Think about this for most of you. And even if you're in your 20s, was it good to have meal conversation and kibitzing and joking and that kind of thing? Hopefully some of you listening to me have had that in your life. It was like one of my favorite times. Of course, my mother had to drag us in the house because we were running around like maniacs all over the neighborhood. She had to scream at the top of her lungs. But once we were there, it was everybody sat down. We had a conversation. Everybody went around and kind of talked about their day. And it was good. I mean, everybody knew kind of what was going on. My brother had a hockey game. I was doing whatever else was going on in the neighborhood. We knew. Now, how many people, this would be interesting. First of all, how many people actually sit down and have meals together? And then how often it is a week? And also, how many people in the neighborhood, your neighbors to the right, to the left, across the street, how many people do you know in your neighborhood? And can you say, and I'm not saying gossipy, nasty things, good things, like, oh yeah, so-and-so went off to school, so-and-so got a paper route, so-and-so got a new job. You know, we would know when somebody got a car. Mr. McElhenney got a car. Did you see his car? No. Oh, we got to go see it after dinner. We'll just walk over. Just walk across the street. And that's how it was. Oh, the ice cream truck is coming. Everybody's running to get the ice cream. And somebody is buying ice cream for the neighborhood. And I know that this does exist, so I'm not lecturing. I know there are a few places that this exists. But I really think that window is narrowing. I do. So when he's saying that the addiction of children to gadgets is isolating them, he's right. That the family meals, where for generations, this is the kind of interaction it might even be the only interaction really you had with your family. Because you were running around to games or with friends, or like us, you wanted to be running around in the neighborhood playing flashlight tag or doing whatever it is you're doing. So that was when you did talk to your family. And probably it was frustrating for parents then, because if they wanted to do things with you, especially when you got older, you'd be like, ah, no way. You'd be the typical teenager. But they definitely had a conversation with you, or tried to, at the table. Now, there's no way to accurately know those statistics, but they can't be good. They can't be good. So even while we feel like we're connected with the whole social networking thing, you know, I agree with him, the family meals, if there's a way to do that, that togetherness and even in the neighborhood and the conversation, oh, absolutely, I agree. But going after saying we have to be completely renewable, basically. Ooh, show us the way. Pay. Let the Vatican, they've got tons of gold, let them release their gold so all of us can benefit. I'm serious. I really have looked into this, and I know many of you understand this. There's little things you can do, of course, that are affordable. But I'm saying the great big things that aren't affordable. The great big things that we cannot do. Because how do we get there? So Paris is going to be really interesting. We got these nations that are saying they're going to curb greenhouse gas emissions that cause global warming. And to what end is that Accord going to be able to be anything that has some teeth in it anyway? And again, where's the leverage with that? You know, there was the 195-nation UN climate group had previously adopted a goal of limiting global warming to 2 degrees. Scientists supposedly say the threshold is that to avoid catastrophic consequences. So what's Paris going to leave us with? Very curious. Very, very, very curious. You know, and speaking of things related to renewables, oil production, all that kind of stuff, it's also been pretty interesting to watch. And you haven't, unless there's some kind of serious threat, you know, we don't see too much conversation about this. We don't hear the conversation we used to hear about Nigeria and what's happening with oil in Nigeria. And you want to talk about a place where there is oil pollution, or there is pollution you can readily see and needs to be, something needs to be done about it. Yeah, they have oil pollution that is staggering, right? Shell keeps saying they're going to clean this thing up, but in the Niger Delta, it is, I mean, how could you even, I don't even know how people can live there. You've got dead fish, you've got crude, crusted soil, you have crops that are strangled to death, you have oil flare-ups, people dying from lung diseases. It's brutal. I mean, it's a terrible tragedy. Shell says it's committed to cleaning up the pollution. But how fast? You know, oil prices are halved. And so what happens when the oil prices, you pull up at the, you know, you pull up to fill up, and I think about this, it's crazy the effect of oil on our lives, high or low, from all kinds of points of view. So with oil prices cut in half, I paid $190 the other day. So with oil prices cut, and you may be paying even less, they say it's hurting all the Nigerians because they can't even afford for them, because of what's happened and the pollution and everything else, they can't even afford to buy clean water. You know, they don't want to kick out Shell because this has been their lifeline, but it's the same lifeline that is also wrapping its cord around their necks like an umbilical cord on a baby and cutting off the airflow. Crazy to think of that. Ugh, we don't want the oil to go. You got to clean it up. What do we do? What do we do? Because we got pipelines that are leaking oil. It's spilling out. So the oil spills haven't stopped. And Shell hasn't cleaned up what's happened there. But at the same time, because of the oil prices, the people that normally would have gotten some runoff, in a sense, from this are getting nothing. So now it's hurting them. They can't even, it's just crazy to think of that, the vulnerability. So with oil prices so cheap, it is killing the people there in an even more staggering direction. It's wild. Wild to think that this is terrible what's happened. The spills, the deaths that have resulted because of that. But yet at the same time, it's what feeds them. So when the prices are driven lower, it's crippling. Crippling. All right, speaking of crippling, it was just a couple of years ago on this show that we had the constant battle of what was going to happen to Gitmo. One of the president's pledges when he came into office was to ditch Gitmo. Where's that at? We're talking about it next. In the meantime, don't forget, we want to take the show on the road to your backyard. Pass it on. Go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com. Plus, you could win a computer. Sign up today. Don't wait.
On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
According to one of the latest polls, he would crush both Donald Trump and Jeb Bush if they were the Republican nominee. Think Hillary Clinton is sweating out Bernie Sanders? I'm going to say she's not. She is definitely the presumptive nominee, but you know it is when you say presumptive, assumptive, all that. There's a word for it. And, you know, who's to say? I mean, it seems so unlikely, and I don't care what the pundits say. Just go back in history and look and search and point out to me where you think Bernie could fit in, where he could jump in and really snatch this from her. But I think it's pretty interesting that the sampling shows that he would just crush either one of those two if they were the nominee for the Republicans. But, you know, all this speculation, all the polls, all the debates, that's all fine. It comes down to, folks, really, comes down to the primaries. It comes down to what we see in the primaries. Usually, there is a correlation as you get closer, and then you see in the polls, and maybe they change a little bit, when you get closer to Iowa and New Hampshire and to the rest of the primary, South Carolina, Florida, wherever. And that season is almost upon us. That's the real thing. So it's kind of like the preseason. We're in the preseason, and the preseason matters because you still have to be there. You still have to be able to perform. You still have to be on the main stage. You still have to be able to raise money. When the price tag to become the president, they say, is $1 billion, that's insanity, first of all. But you got to be out there doing the campaign jig, or you can't be in it, unless you're Donald Trump, which he tells us every single time he has enough money that he can do it on his own, although he's getting donations now. But this is the preseason. It's just like sports. Until we turn the page and we jump into 2016, you have to be there, you have to be competing, you have to be on the field, and you have to be a top dog in some sense. But the real game is once we get into primary season, and that could really change things. It really could. By the way, the last debate just a couple of days ago, if you're curious about the ratings, I'm always curious about it because of the picking that goes on between the networks. And since there was so much publicity as to how many hours the debates have been and all that kind of stuff. But this last debate from Milwaukee, they averaged 13.5 million viewers from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. So that's down a little bit, but still huge. It's the most watched program ever for Fox Business News. To kind of give you an idea of what that means, that many people watching, Fox Business Network averages 56,000 viewers during primetime, 64,000 viewers on a total day basis. That's according to Nielsen, the ratings. So for that night, Fox Business News was number one as far as the cable networks. And for that matter, second among all shows that night, behind just NCIS, which they had 16.68 million. And third behind The Voice, you know, after that. Typically, in way fewer homes. So, of course, for them, it's huge because they're trying to see if they can also get people to tune in. Because you had Neil Cavuto and Maria Bartiromo and the Wall Street editor-in-chief, Gerard Baker, and then the 8 presidential hopefuls. And the idea for the candidates is to get more exposure, too. So if you have that many people watching, that's the whole thing. Are any of these people going to go out and vote? Is it going to swing the Electoral College in any direction? Well, yeah, if there were enough people. If there were enough people. So that's crazy. That number is big, and they knew it. They knew that there's enough interest that they're going to have big ratings for the cable network, because let's face it, how many channels do we have? Can anyone even answer that question? How many channels do we have on whatever cable network you have? Free channels, premium channels, it's crazy, I don't even know. And then you go to the Amazons and the Netflix and so many other offerings that it's off the charts. The days of the three networks, woo, executives who would now be aging, if they talk about the good old days, boy, it was the good old days. Because you didn't have to share it with anyone. Your competition was a couple other networks. That's it. You know, recently, a couple of weeks ago, I toured the LBJ Texas White House, where he lived on the ranch. And it was interesting because I've seen a lot of the presidential homes and I've seen our White House. Of course, I love history. It doesn't matter what it is. But the thing that was interesting to me that was fascinating is, one, think of the 60s, the late 60s and LBJ. Republicans, Democrats, etc., they were constantly flown into the ranch. I mean, he spent time in Washington, obviously, but there were an incredible amount of days that he was on that ranch where people, they had a runway. They flew the plane, the presidential plane, back and forth to pick people up, which is wild. Now people would go ballistic, taxpayer money, right? And 75 phone lines, different phone lines, were pumped through that house. You don't have what you have now as far as wireless and all the technology advancements we have. But what was really interesting is Bill Moyer was his press guy, so he had to keep the pulse on what was going on. And there were different places throughout the house, or two different places, where you had three TVs. Why? Because LBJ, if he was watching it, wanted to watch all three networks. Because that's all you had, three networks. So he had three separate TVs to have three channels on. And now we have a ridiculous amount of channels. So when a cable network like Fox Business News, that's just a blip on the radar screen, it just seems so crazy for them to get those kinds of ratings. You can see why the networks step all over themselves to get the debates, to get any of the debates, because of how they'll jump for that night and what they'll be able to sell spots at. Because people are going to watch. And here with the debates, and I could be wrong, and I guarantee there's people that tape it, but I bet with the whole DVR deal, where you can tape things and go back and watch it, which a lot of people do, I bet with the presidential debates, you don't have that as much. I think you have people, they might get up in between, but I bet you have people that are watching as it unfolds. They're watching it live. So whatever commercials pop up, they're seeing some of them. They're seeing some of those spots. All right, I mentioned Gitmo, and of course the fight over Gitmo before we skedaddle is that, well, first of all, there's no way, Congress is saying there's no way it's going to close. This cannot happen in Obama's term anyway at this point. But it's the rigmarole of arguing of where would you even take the prisoners that are there. And even Senator John McCain is vowing a court battle if President Obama tries to do that, because that was one of his promises, that this was wrong and we don't torture and we're going to close Gitmo. And McCain is saying, oh, no, you're not. We'll see you in court if you think you're going to do that. But so many strides weren't even made to try to make it possible, with let alone the expense and how dangerous it would be and all that other stuff. I don't see it. You got 112 detainees that are left. But there's going to be a big showdown. The Pentagon is preparing to release a report outlining options for closing Guantanamo and transferring those prisoners. Remember, President George W. Bush was the one who established the prison in 2002 to house Al-Qaeda and Taliban people who were arrested by our special forces. Be interesting to see the numbers when that report comes out. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.